If you have a Bible or an instrument or something, turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. A phone or an iPad or whatever works for you. If you got the good old paper that you flip pages, that's wonderful. But Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Does anybody use those anymore? There's a few, all right. It's awesome. But great scripture here. I'll read through it and we'll jump in, all right? You guys good? Yeah. Very right? I know we're after 12. I promise you I won't go long, all right? You know, just the old youth leader in me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9 says, "The things you have learned, received, heard, and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace be with you." Okay, you can stop there. Don't read anymore. I know you want to read the whole chapter. It's amazing. It's life. But all of us probably have someone in our life who is really influential. What I mean, someone who majorly influenced your life, and you heard from them, you saw them, you learned from them, you received from them, and it's much of who you are, if I could say it that way, is the way you are today because of them. How many, now you're thinking of somebody? Come on, it could be a grandparent, it could be an uncle, a teacher, a coach, a boss, a supervisor, it could be a pastor, hey, it could be a small group leader, all right? But our lives today are because of those people in your lives, all right? And for many of us who had fairly healthy parenting, healthy or good parenting, which I, up to the age about, you know, when I started having children, I didn't know how healthy my parenting and my family was. And then I started having kids, and I'm like, they're amazing. My mom and dad are like saints. We had six kids, and they majored in the majors. But anybody else experience that? Once you have kids, you're like, mom and dad, they were so holy, right? But for many of us, our parents are the biggest influencers in our life. And I had the benefit of learning so many things. We learn so many things from our parents, don't we? And we hear things from them. We see things from them. We receive things from them. And my father specifically taught me many things. Taught me how to drive a car, how to shoot a gun, how to treat a lady with respect, how to not to hold a grudge, how to shake someone's hand and greet them. And I mean, there's just countless things I could talk about. But the things you've learned, if it says in verse 9, the things you've received, heard, and seen in me, practice these things. And I've been caught by this passage of scripture. Last time I spoke, I believe I ended by speaking this, and I got into a whole other message. Like, wait a minute, this is a whole other message. But I want to break it down a little bit, if I can, just these four words. So we can do that? So first one, what have I learned? What? Ask yourself, what have you learned with God, in God, knowing God? What have you learned, okay? We've learned tons of things, haven't we? And I'm just going to zoom through them, so I don't expect you to catch them all, but just kind of catch the headlines and the subtitles, all right? But we've learned who he is, right? Who is God? We've learned who he is. If you've been a part of this fellowship for any time in our, you realize God is our savior. Amen? Come on. He's our healer, our provider. He's my source of life. He's my joy. All right? He's the forgiver of my sin. I love that statement. He's the lover of my soul, which could be pretty warped sometimes. Amen? And he changes us. Did you feel like that today? We are being changed in his presence. There was like supernaturally, like God was changing who we are, our thoughts. Anyhow, just stay right here. Okay. So he's our righteousness. That's a whole revelation in itself. And then we discover who we are. All right? We find out, we learn who we are when we learn who he is and how we have this relationship with God. And I love what Jesus speaking to the crowd in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. He says, "Come learn from me." I love the King James translation says, "Come learn of me." And I thought, what an awesome thing. He invites us to come and learn of him. Isn't that awesome to come and learn of him? What are you learning? Come on, what have you learned? What have I learned? I've learned from him to love God. I've learned to honor him, obey him, follow him, seek him. Are you there? Come on, stay with me. I've learned to love people when they're not even lovely. That's a lifelong work for me, folks. I don't know about you. Like, learn to love people when they're not nice to you. Like, that's God's like, buddy, this is what you do, all right? We've learned to pray. Pray till what? Till we see something happen. Like John says, we pray, and when you pray, what happens? Everything, all right? Come on, we've learned to pray and see breakthrough. We've learned to worship. We've learned to worship and experience his presence like we were doing this morning. We've learned to worship and enjoy his presence. If you're like me, you're like, what's next? And you're like, no, I'm just going to stay right here, you know? Today, we could have just stayed right there, couldn't we? We didn't have to. This was very honoring to let me speak, but I didn't care if the team just kept going. We were good. It's amazing. But Lord, we learned so many things from him and in him. We learned to serve others, don't we? Come on, we learned to serve others, work hard at helping others so they come to know him. We learned to give sacrificially so people would come into the kingdom. So many things we learn. It's awesome. I love what the psalmist says in Psalm 27, verse 11. He says, "Teach me your ways." Isn't that awesome? Teach me your ways, O Lord, and then I walk on a level path. I was wondering, just if you just take a second, just which isn't where I'm going, but just a level path. Why does he say that? Because uphill becomes hard. Downhill, you could slip and fall. If you're on a level path, you're just going to stay steady. Isn't it awesome where you're walking hand in hand with him, not getting ahead of him, not falling behind, staying hand in hand with him? It's so good, isn't it? But he says, teach me your ways. There's certain ways of God, if I could say that way. Do you understand what I mean? I mean, there's the ways, I don't know how to say it, his ways are higher, is what the Bible tells us, but there's ways that he is, and I know that's not proper English, but there's ways that he actually is, ways that he does things. Are you with me? See, when my father taught me many things, I learned not just the how to do it or what to do, but he taught me the way to do what he was teaching me to do. Do you understand? He taught me there's a how to do when he was teaching me to do. It's like when I went hunting as a young boy. We all would go deer hunting. I had three older brothers. We would go deer hunting. We didn't just march through the woods and break the sticks and, oh, here we are. We're going to hunt for some deer. No, he taught me how to slip through the woods so I could get a much closer shot. Do you understand? When I drove a car, I got in the car and just didn't put it in gear. Oh, there we go. No, he taught me how to feel the car, be aware of what's going on around me. When I got on a highway, not to drive erratically. No, man, there's a consistency here, okay? There's a flow of traffic. There's a proper etiquette to driving. You don't drive like an idiot. Like, there's lots of people out there. They should take their test again. Anyhow, so, sorry, I won't stop there. Just keep going here, all right? But he taught me when I greeted a woman, there was a different thing in our house. Chivalry is huge in our house and still is. To treat a lady with more honor as the weaker vessel. That doesn't mean she's the weaker vessel, but you treat her with honor and respect, holding the door for her, standing up when a woman came in the room, standing up when a woman approached your table. Are you there? Come on, man. We can't let those things die. We want to keep doing it. But there was a way that he taught me how to do what he was teaching me to do. Now, why am I saying that? Because I'm likening it unto the Father, our Father God. There's ways that he wants us to live and be and move and have our being in him. If I could say it that way, right? Come on. I mean, he invites us, says, come and learn of me. Teach me your ways, O Lord, the psalmist. Isn't that awesome? Let that be the cry of our heart. God, teach me your ways. When I'm 80, when I'm 90, teach me your ways, right? Well, let's go back and cover some of these. Come on, we pray with alertness. I don't just pray, but I'm praying, listening to the Holy Spirit as I'm praying. Do you understand? The altar team, the ministry team, they've been trained to pray. When people come up, kindly approach them, talk to them. Greet them, love them, encourage them. Is it okay if I put my hand on you and pray for you? What would you like prayer for today? What is your name? Do you understand? There's a way of doing things. It's awesome, all right? I love it. We worship, when we pray, when we worship, we don't just come in and like, here we are, God. We don't do like, what's his name? Elf in the department store. I'm singing and I'm here. We don't do that. Do you understand? It's rude, isn't it? We come in with an attitude of thanksgiving and honor. Oh, Lord, we're in your presence. We approach you. We love you. Do you understand? It's a different way of doing it. We come humbly to honor him, all right, with an attitude of thanksgiving. We serve others. We serve with kindness. Not like, oh, I got to help this person. No, we don't do that. I'm serving you, helping you with kindness, just like I would treat Jesus. Hello? Come on, we love one another with a pure heart, not with expecting anything in return. Well, I'm doing this. What are you going to do for me? No, that's not existent in the kingdom. It's not his ways. We love people, just love them. Are you there? Come on. There's obstacles to learning, though, isn't there? When we say, teach me your ways, there are obstacles. Pride is a huge one, isn't it? Pride says, I've been there, I've done that, I know what I'm doing. Did you ever experience that? When I get to that way, I get crusty, like, oh, I just need to get in his presence. Hello? I'm forgetting the main thing here. All right? I've always done it this way. I remember I got involved in a church when I was in college, and as I got out of college, they hired me as a youth pastor. And I remember sitting down with the youth leader, and they had 10 years this guy had been there, and he's like, this is what we've done for 10 years. This is how we do it, man. And I'm like, wow, there's nobody coming. Maybe we should try something different, all right? Maybe we can learn some new ways to reach American teenagers, all right? Sorry. Does that make sense? Come on. One of the greatest stories of the guys fishing in the Bible, remember? They're fishing all night. They don't catch anything. Jesus shows up. Hey, man, put your nets on the other side. Can you imagine the response? I mean, we go like, oh, yes, Lord, I'll do as you say. I'd be like, are you kidding? You have no idea what you're talking about. We've been out here all night. You're just a carpenter. I bet you never fished a day in your life. This is what we do for a living, pal. But no, they didn't say that, did they? They were like, Isn't that awesome? Have anybody experienced that? Like, this is how we pray for people. Well, you know, maybe the Holy Spirit's going to teach us some new ways. Well, there's nothing new under the sun. Well, maybe we haven't known yet. some ways that he wants to release upon us, all right? Are you there? Come on. God is always on the move. I believe that. He loves for us to discover him in new ways, fresh ways, all right? The Bible says we're to seek and keep seeking. We're to ask and what? Keep asking. We're to knock and keep knocking is the literal translation, right? I believe he's leading us on. He desires for us to keep learning. All right, 1 Corinthians is a great chapter 13, verse 11 says, when I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child, but now I'm maturing, I'm growing up. See, we're learning. Does that make sense? Come on, are you there? Come on, there's always ways to learn. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, back to there. So what have I learned? Next one, what have I received? Received, everybody say received. All right, I know, change. I hate it when preachers do that. I receive, I got it, buddy. All right, everything changes when we receive. When we receive what? When we receive him. A whole life transformation begins this process when we open our hearts and say, will you receive him? When I receive him. Remember, people asking that before I got saved. I'm like, what are you talking about? Receive him. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Thank God I got it. People praying for me. God, open his heart. But John chapter 1, verse 12 says, for as many as received him, what happened? To them gave he the power to become the sons of God. When I receive him, I'm like, ah, this is the open door. Now I experience his adoption as a son, all right? The great transformation begins when we receive him, all right? Why? Because that opens the door for us to receive other people, all right? And that's huge when we start to receive from others. When you start to receive from one another, that's the flow of life. God is so easy in the middle of that. Do you know that? Because God's in Josh and in David and Marcy and Ann and John and Sarah. God's in them. And we get together, there's a flow of life happening. It's his body. Do you understand? It's awesome. He's intended us to live this way. Paul instructs the guys, I think in Romans, he says, receive Phoebe in the Lord. He talks to the Philippians and says, receive Timothy in the Lord. And then he begins to talk about Timothy, how amazing he is. Isn't it awesome? I believe all the time we have guests here. I love what Charles has made it a point. Like, we want to receive this person who was a guest speaker. And we open our hearts and Life Center is like, you guys are gold at doing this. We'll open our hearts. If you guys say they're good, they're good. Do you know what I mean? Because you're opening our hearts to receive who they are. And we know if we receive a prophet, what do we happen? What do you receive a prophet's reward, don't we? Come on, receive one another. So receive him, receive one another, receive so much stuff that goes with him, right? Come on, or through him. We receive this salvation in him. Receive inheritance. Receive a spirit of adoption. These are good things to receive. And here, come on, receive mercy and forgiveness of my sins. Receive his kindness. Isn't this awesome? Come on, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. You guys are familiar. There's nothing new here to say today. Now we have received, it says in chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received, not the spirit is from the world, but the spirit who's from God. Why? So that we know, might know the things freely given to us from God. Isn't that good? Receive his spirit, receive it. Like, God, I'm getting this now. All these things that you've given us, I was unaware of beforehand. Isn't it awesome? Come on. It's so important that we get this. Receive the Holy Spirit. It's probably my daily, biggest daily prayer. God, fill me with your spirit. I receive your Holy Spirit. Do the stuff in my life I cannot do, all right? With the power of your Holy Spirit. Come on, we receive the Holy Spirit, a couple big things happen. Immediately, there's boldness to talk to other people about God. Isn't it awesome? I remember when I first got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I just wanted to tell the world. And I was on a Penn State campus. I'm like, there's 40,000. I can talk to 40,000 people about who God, what he did in my life. Literally, that was our goal. Like, let's get them all. They're all going to get saved. Right? Come on. The second thing that happens, you receive power over sin and temptation. I remember getting that like, ah, man, the things that had grabbed my soul before were like, nah, that doesn't have any more power because I've got the power of the Holy Spirit that overcomes. Do you understand that? Isn't it awesome how much more we need to receive the Holy Spirit? Do you get this? Why? And then it says in 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, so we understand he's freely given to us everything, everything that pertains into life and godliness. That's a whole, like, you just preach that whole scripture forever right now. It's amazing. So we got to understand, in the middle of all this receiving, there's obstacles that that stop us from receiving. Do you know that? There's some big obstacles and just some observations over a few years being involved in the ministry and in the church. I run into people, and I think one of the biggest obstacles people have to receiving is that, I don't have to say, it's that self-made, independent, I'm the man spirit. Does that help you a little bit? But it's kind of like, I've had conversations with guys like, everything in my life, I've earned every bit of it. I've carved it from nothing, and I've grown this company. And that is admirable. That is hugely admirable. But it's harder, I find it's harder for those people to receive something that's freely given. Yeah. I don't care what you've built from the ground up. You can't earn his salvation, folks, okay? You can't earn the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's a gift. It's awesome. Isn't it great? Come on. It's so good. It's the best, man. Oh, it's a life changer when we receive his Holy Spirit. Another huge obstacle receiving from God is shame. I believe shame holds us back from receiving. And Charles touched on it last week. You get with people, I had so much shame in my life. No, I don't deserve this. There's no way, God. Oh, I can't be given this. You ever give a gift to someone like, oh, man, I don't deserve this. Oh, I'm not worthy of this. Man, I lived a bunch of first years of my life following the Lord. Like, I wasn't worthy of that. Do you understand? It was hard for me to receive. When I read John 10:10, Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10, he says, I've come to give you life and life abundantly overflowing. I said, God, you don't know what I've done. Like, God doesn't know what I've done. You know what I've said, what I've thought. I've lived my life. How could you? I remember just weeping, like, how can you give me life? It's awesome, isn't it? Come on. When I first heard Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for welfare, plans not for calamity, to give you a future and hope. I never knew he had plans for my life. Did you? I was like, I got some great plans, but his were so much better. It's the best, isn't it? Come on, let's open our hearts, guys, today. Come on. God, we want to receive all that you have for us. I love Romans chapter 8, verse 17, speaks so clearly that those who receive the abundance of grace. God, give us the abundance of grace, that ever-present power, empowering presence that's there. You name the definition of it. God, I want it. Receive the abundance of grace. And he says, goes on and says, those who receive the gift of righteousness. That, what does that mean? That unearned, I can't make it happen. He puts me in the right position with him. I've put you in the right spot. You're good here, buddy. Okay? All the sin's been cleared away. You're in proper position with me. Does that make sense? He's in a righteous place he puts us in. That's awesome. And I thought, God, that's crazy. But the last part of that scripture, he says, you get this, you're going to reign in life. Why? It's understanding I'm not going to live a low life anymore. I'm going to live a higher way of living. He calls us to a higher way of living. Like, God, I'm your son and I'm your daughter. It's a different way of living. Instead of I'm a poor old, whatever, you fill in the blank. You getting this? Come on. It's so powerful we understand this. We'll reign in life. It's like, we're singing it over and over this morning. I'm a child of God. He's singing it over the body of Christ till we get it. Because then we carry ourselves and walk in a different realm. Do you understand it? Then we'll take every area of influence across our culture. Every mountain we're claiming for Christ. And spirit-filled, loving believers that shine like the sun are going to ruin them. And it doesn't take a prophet to say it, sir. Okay. All right. You see this gift of righteousness, man. We'll reign in life. Do you get this? Come on. If we receive his grace freely. So awesome. Okay. Back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Is this too fast for you? You guys all right? Come on. So what we've learned, what we've received, now the things you've heard. Okay, four words here, really simple. Paul speaks to the Ephesians in chapter 4 and he says, you have heard him. You have heard him and have been taught in him. Isn't that awesome? We have heard him. I love when people go like, I don't know if I'm hearing the Lord. I'm pressing in. Like, you're going to hear the Lord. You'll be okay. If you're worried about hearing God, you're going to hear God. Okay? And you probably are hearing God. You just don't know. Right? It's the people who don't care that you want to worry about. Right? But here in Life Center, we're presence driven. We hear the Holy Spirit all the time. We hear the Spirit of truth speak truth. Speak truth, speak truth into our lives over and over. And as he speaks truth over and over, what happens when the truth comes? It brings freedom, isn't it? Come on, the truth sets us free from this contorted way of living and thinking. It brings freedom, like, I'm okay, I'm good. Do you understand that? He clears the air. Can you feel clearing this morning during worship? It's just clearing the atmosphere more and more. Like kingdom, kingdom, kingdom is just washing over this region. It's powerful, guys. Come on. Are you there? Come on. So good. We hear, what else do we hear? We hear the word, his words. His words, not commandments. His words filled with life. His words filled with love. His words filled with wisdom and understanding. It's so good. Words filled with strength and encouragement every time we gather. It's so encouraging, isn't it? Like, wow. I talked to someone this morning. I said, man, the first time I was here, someone prayed over me. And this whole thing fell off me. It was on me for years. It's awesome. I was like, this is good, isn't it? Yeah. Oh. I can vaguely remember when I was an unbeliever, I remember hearing words like this spoken, and it didn't do anything in my life. And I thought, wow, this is a weird thing. As I've come to know the Lord, it's just like what it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. It says in verse 2, it says, for indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them. Why? Are you with me? It didn't rob prophet because it wasn't united in faith by those who heard it. Do you understand that? When I started gaining faith, I got faith in what he's speaking and his word. I'm like, these words are life now. They're not commandments. Not like, dun, 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 you didn't do that. No, shut up. I'm not doing that. I'm like, you're my son, my beloved son. Isn't that good? Are you there? Come on, come on, come on. Are you guys staying with me? Have you ever sat and listened to someone and you never heard a word they're saying? They're like, people back there going, yeah, that's this morning. I'm not, just kidding. All right. Spouses are elbowing each other. See, you never listen to what I'm saying, right? Or it's worse yet, if you ever have a conversation with somebody and you know they're not listening or they don't hear anything you're saying. Have you ever had that experience with one of your children? You're like, hello. I mean, when our kids are home, man, they started texting, I just stopped talking. I'm just going to wait. I wonder if the Father does that to us. Like, we're so busy talking. We'll wait till you're listening. Which, if you're like me, he speaks to me in my dreams a lot. Sorry. But it's really true. But if you ever had a conversation with someone and they don't hear anything you're saying, I had this conversation last week and I was trying to order a product and it should have taken about 3 or 4 minutes max. I got to 17 minutes and I was about out of my mind. You know how I love to do things so slowly. And I was like, it was ready to scream, like, give me the boss. Who's in charge? Why are you working this job? All those things crossed my mind. And I just felt like I was supposed to wait. And it's so hard. And I got about 6 or 7 minutes and they're like, sorry, man, I lost the whole page. Can we start over again? And I was like, that's like, Holy Spirit, this is a test. I know it's a test. I'm failing miserably, but I'm going to not speak. I just waited. And the cool part about it, I got to about 14 minutes. He goes, man, this isn't my regular job. I don't usually do this. And I was like, if you would have told me at the beginning, you would have a lot more grace right now, buddy. I was like, dear Jesus. And I literally, 5 minutes, I'm like, do you hear what I'm saying? I didn't say it. I was like, does he even speak English? And he was going real slow, like, let me get that number. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna really slow down here. What color was that? What color was that? I told him the first thing. I told him exactly. Anyhow, so I won't go there. All right? It's wild. I'm sorry. But then there's those people who speak to you and you feel like they're speaking your same language. Do you know what I mean? Do you ever meet somebody like, you feel like you're born in the same hospital on the same day, the same generation, same city. You're like, you're on my tribe. Do you ever get that? And usually when you find that out, I found they're filled with the Holy Spirit. I get to a meeting, like encourage a stranger, meet them and find out they're a believer. Like, no wonder our spirit's bearing witness for connecting. Do you understand that? I don't think my spirit was bearing witness with a guy the other day. Anyhow. But it's really true. But why am I saying that? Because we hear with faith. Okay? Here at Life Center, I believe we're constantly hearing of his goodness. Come on, we hear the good news. We hear that he loves us. And we need to keep hearing that he loves us, right? Some of us are warped like I was. You need to hear it for about 100 years, right? We hear testimonies of his great power. Come on. We hear with our hearts. Isn't it good? Okay, one more here. Okay, so we'll go back to Philippians chapter 4. Verse 9, you there? Come on, what we've learned, what we received, what we've heard, and what we've seen. What have you seen in God? Come on. We've seen people's lives being changed, haven't you? We get the benefit of some of the guys around here. We get to see lives transformed on a regular basis. It's awesome. People's lives really, literally being saved. Coming out of darkness with no hope and no covenant, coming into a place of life and encouragement and hope and plans. It's awesome. It's great to see a life transformed. Heart softening, there's nothing like it. We get to see people physically heal. What Josh said this morning, a child healed. People, teenagers who watch this will never, ever forget that. You know that you know that you know that you know. God is a healer. Isn't that awesome? Experiencing God. Come on. We've seen so many families in this church that God miraculously provide. Or God miraculously break through when they were told they can't have any children. Now, two or three children later, when they told them they couldn't have any kids. Isn't that awesome to see that? And we know that we know. Come on. We've seen the goodness of God break through, all right? We're not going to be like the world. 2 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 4, verse 4. It says, don't let the God of this world blind your mind so you don't see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. We're not like that. Come on. Jesus challenged the people, and I believe in Matthew 16, he said that they could see what's going on in the natural. He said, you guys see the sun and the red sunrise, and you know it's going to storm, but you don't know what's going on in what's going on in the spirit in these times right now. God, open our hearts all the more that we would know that we know what's happening. You there? Come on. So many negative things happening around us. So much destruction. You can simply get sucked into that and be negative Nancy or whoever the negative is. Like, you know what I mean? Can be stuck there. You really can. Remember that servant in the Bible connected to Gehazi? I think that's his name. Remember that? And he was looking at all the surrounding the enemy. And he said, God, open his eyes. He opened his eyes and he saw the army of the Lord surround them. That whole song, you know, even when it looks like I'm surrounded by you. What a great revelation. All the more open our eyes, God, to what you're doing in this hour. What are you learning? Come on, what are you receiving? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? 1 John, one more scripture here. 1 John chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. What we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested. And we have seen, he says it again, we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. He says it again. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our whole fellowship is with the Father and the Son. See how that happens? It's so amazing. God's saying, guys, you've seen him. You've touched him. You've related to him. Stay on this course, okay? So what have you learned? What have you received? What have you heard? What have you seen in God? I love Paul writes to Timothy. He says, continue in the things you have learned. Continue in those things you have learned, knowing from whom you have learned them. And we've learned a lot of things from God, in God. We've learned a lot of things from each other here. Isn't that awesome? It's so exciting, man. Continue in those things. He says, continue. That means do those things. Just what he said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. What you've learned, what you've received, what you've heard, what you've seen, and do those things. Why? When you do them, you know them. Like when those guys prayed and they got healed, they know that now. You can't learn to drive a car by going to Drive Red. You can find out a lot of information, but it wasn't until you get behind the wheel that you know, okay, I know how to do this. Isn't that awesome? Chris Gore was here Wednesday night. Do you guys remember that? He said the greatest thing. He said, Jesus didn't say go pray for the sick. He said, go heal the sick. He's like, go do it. I thought, oh, that was like, that was life to me. I was like, oh, oof. Just swallow that one and eat that one totally up, right? Come on. What we receive, let's continue. What do you mean? We receive the love of God. Let's stay in the love of God. Continue to pour out the love of God to other people. Give it away. Freely we receive, freely we can give to others, right? Come on, may our ears have, may we have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Eyes of our heart would be enlightened. Okay, let's stand. Come on. Holy Spirit, just close your eyes for a second. It's the last challenge. I just want to throw this down. Come on. Close your eyes. What are you learning right now? I'm taking it out of the past tense. I'm bringing it to the present tense. What are you learning right now that he wants you to continue in? What are you receiving right now that he wants you to receive? Continue receiving. Come on. I'm learning to follow more. I'm learning to obey more. I'm learning to trust him more than I ever have after a bunch of years. I'm learning to love well. Weller. Better. Come on. I'm receiving wisdom like I've never received before. Wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom to apply the things that I've received already. I'm learning to apply those things in my life. Strategies and how to connect generation after generation to leave a legacy that will change the universe. Amen? Come on. What are you hearing? I'm hearing the good news all the time, guys. I'm hearing God is right, available, present to heal, to save, to deliver all the time in my life. Come on. I'm hearing the whole world that's in massive need, aren't you? Just watch the news for 5 minutes. The world is groaning and screaming out for its Savior. What are you seeing? I'm seeing a generation rise up, unafraid, confident in the living God, filled with the Holy Spirit, going into the education and the government and the entertainment, and the media and the arts. Come on. Shining like the sun. It's pure in heart. I'm telling you, the world is attracted to purity, folks. It's attracted to the light that's in you. Come on. Why am I saying this now? Is that you, what are you learning? Because it keeps us in a current relationship. Not something past tense, what now? I'm learning, I'm receiving, I'm hearing, I'm seeing. God, I want to stay in this place. I'm knowing you. Thank you, Lord. We're made in your likeness. We're made in your image. God, a cry of our heart is that you would teach us your ways. Teach us your ways, God. Come on. I want to learn and keep learning, Father. I want to hear, keep hearing. I want to receive and keep receiving. See and keep seeing all that you are, all that you have for us. God, there's so much more that you have for us, Father. God, let us shift gears to another dimension continuously in our hearts, our lives, as a community of believers also, Father, we pray. Oh, come on. Thank you, Father. Increasing the authority in this house, God. Stretching out the cords to the left, to the right, God. Reaching out, God. You lengthen the cords in this house, God, to reach nations that haven't been reached. Come on, reach generation after generation. Father, thank you for this. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's just take a moment. As a ministry team, I just invite you guys up. As a ministry team's coming, I just want to take take 60 seconds. If you've come with somebody or you're close to someone, put an arm around them, grab them by the hand, and just take a moment and pray for each other. Come on. Just 60 seconds. If you don't know, it's a stranger. Let nobody stand alone and look around. If someone's standing by themselves, go grab a hold of them. Just pray. Pray that right now, that God would continue to teach them His ways. Be established in His ways. Holy Spirit, thank you. Come on. God, hear every prayer in this house right now. Every prayer. Come on. Come on. Praying for one another. It's okay. We're allowed to do this. Just going to finish up here. Come on. Yeah, just keep singing, guys. Come on. There is no one. Thank you, Lord. Some of you guys are feeling it up. You're feeling God lift you up a different dimension. I'm telling you. It's a sense so strong. He's calling you to a higher way of living. It's His ways that He's calling you into. You've known He's been nudging you by His Holy Spirit over and over about certain things and ways of just living, thinking, speaking. He's just saying, come on. Come up higher. Holy. Holy is the Lord. He's the one who makes us holy. Amen. Thank you, Father. The altar is open. Love you to have prayer for anything. If you need prayer for healing, if you don't know this Jesus we've been talking about for the last 35 minutes, we want you to meet Him this morning. Amen? If you don't never experienced His ways or don't have the Holy Spirit or filled with the Holy Spirit, I want to pray that you be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, make His face shine upon you. Amen? Go out and shine like the sun, folks. Have a great week.